96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Time for the Reporters Roundtable and the top stories of the week. My guests are Deborah Simmons of the Washington Times and Edgar Brookins with the Afro-American Newspapers. Hot topics to talk about tonight. I want to hear from you. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Edgar, Deborah, thanks for joining me. Let's jump right into this. Right now, the jury is deliberating in the Loud Music murder case in Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, we've been reporting on this all week, where a middle-aged white man gunned down a 17-year-old black teenager over loud music in front of a convenience store. Edgar, I'll let you go first. Is this the Zimmerman case all over again?
Well, clearly it's a replay of the Zimmerman case from the standpoint of what happened with Trayvon Martin, same age, African-American male, appeared to be not necessarily doing anything wrong in his vehicle, et cetera, and this incident occurs. So, again, when you hear it, the first thing you think is, Trayvon, why did it happen? Why is this happening again? And, of course, this guy's defense, stand your ground, is yet again being tested in the court. So it'll be interesting to see how this one comes out. And what was remarkable to me, one thing, was to see how many judges they went through. You know, at least two of the judges had to accuse themselves or step down, and they went to a third judge as we're now deliberating. So it's odd that particular turn of events in terms of the judges who are overseeing this case.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, in your mind, what's going on here? Because this is bigger, I believe, than just another Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case. I think there are some other issues coming up here, which I will bring up. But go ahead. Tell me what you think about it.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
Sure.
There are a lot of other issues involved, because here was a man who had left a wedding reception. He and his fiance admitted he had been drinking and driving. Okay. They stopped at the gas station convenience store to go in to get more alcohol. While he's sitting in his vehicle, safely in his vehicle, and she's safe in the store, he gets into a dispute, and really not even a dispute. He just decided he wasn't going to let this 17-year-old boy and his buddies keep blasting the music. He said he felt threatened for his life, which anybody and everybody can say anytime they feel, because threat is a relative term.
Mm-hmm.
But he's in his car with a pistol, and he doesn't get out of his car, but he sits in his car and shoots several times into the vehicle that Jordan Davis and his friends were in. By the grace of God, not all of them are dead or seriously injured right now. And then he testifies in court this week that he thought he had no other option because he felt threatened.
Mm-hmm.
By what? The volume of the music itself, the fact that somebody who's young enough to be his child said to him, turn the music back up.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly did he feel threatened by? Because police said there was no gun. They found no gun.
They didn't find anything.
What exactly did he feel threatened by?
And I think, that is one of the issues. I think we've got the issue that was right there, where he had the option to move his car.
Absolutely.
I watched him testify earlier this week, and he said he didn't want to move his car because his fiance was inside, and if he moved, that she would not see him. Okay, I get perhaps the concern for his fiance. However, if you are so uncomfortable by the loud music, I think that you need to take the opportunity and choose flight versus fight. But the bigger issue mm-hmm. here for me is that you have the Michael Dunn case. Of course, last in January, we had the case of 71-year-old Curtis Reeves, who shot a man in a movie theater because he's texting. That is the accusation. Curtis Reeves was alone. Instead of getting into a confrontation in a movie theater in the middle of the day, why didn't he just move? George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case, when he was on the phone with the 911 dispatcher, they said,
told him, don't move.
Don't move. Do not right. follow. And so you have all of these situations where you have three men, first of all, civilians, carrying guns. A lot of folks say, well, there are a lot of black guys out there with guns. Apparently in Florida, there are a lot of white guys with guns as well. Okay. And you know, how does this happen? I need to take a break. I want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're at the Reporters Roundtable. The Insight segment will be back in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is The Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We're at the Reporters Roundtable with Deborah Simmons with The Washington Times and Edgar Brookins with the Afro-American Newspapers. Want to hear from you talking about a lot of issues at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. Also want to mention we're going to be talking about the Missouri football player who announced that he's gay. He could end up being the first openly gay NFL player. We're going to talk about President Obama's initiative for young black boys and men. Lots on deck. Let's talk to Linda calling from Bowie. Linda, you want to talk about permission to beat a black man? Go right ahead.
Right. I just feel when I watch how the Congress has treated the President of the United States, even though he has done everything he's been asked to do. He was asked to get educated, did that, have a family, take care of his wife, run, get a good job. He has done everything he's been asked to do. And there's in the feeling that I feel is that there's permission not to treat him respectfully. Therefore, for those who have done less than the president or achieved less than the president, it's permission to beat them, too. So carry the gun. Shoot the young guy.
Okay.
What difference does it make?
Now you know what?
Being disrespected, so others are being disrespected.
Now,
that's
you know,
how I feel.
Now, in the context of this conversation, Linda, some would argue that, yeah, you're right on point. But here's the thing. Trayvon Martin, a young black boy, the Davis in the Jordan Davis in the Jacksonville case, a young black boy. But in the Christopher Reeves Jr. case, Chad Olson, 43-year-old white male. Okay, that was not about race. I don't know what it was about. Was it about misdirected, uncontrolled anger? You know what's going on here. And then in the case of Jordan Davis, if you are to believe at least a portion of what Michael Dunn said, where he said the boys turned the music down, then they turned it back up. Do we have a responsibility to our children to tell them to be civil, because you don't know if they're crazy people out there?
But African Americans have been doing that for generations.
But does it make it right?
Doing what? Being civil, you mean?
Or uncivil?
Being, uncivil.
Being teaching their children to be civil.
Maybe.
I have three grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
Two of them are young men. They are constantly being taught at 12 years old to be civil, because you never know where that situation is going to escalate to.
Edgar,
so
help me out here.
Yeah, I agree that. I agree there are families who do that. I did it. Maybe your family did it. But on the other hand, there are a lot of families who are not doing that, because I encounter young black men every day over here in the neighborhood of where I work, and they're their context and their response. If you say one word to them, young man, why don't you do so-and-so, the first thing you hear back is curse word being back at you. So I'm saying that it would be great if that was across the board, but the reality of it is that's not the case. That we do in certain sectors, we do it in other communities, it's not happening.
Yeah.
I agree, but I also feel, in addition to that, there has been a culture created in the United States, and I'm a person who's traveled around the world,
mm-hmm.
where...
Come on, Linda.
It makes no difference where what a person has achieved. There's a level of disrespect that just transcends our culture.
Well, Linda, I've got to let you go because I got to take a break. Thank you for your phone call. If you were on the phone, Chelsea, D'Angelo, Zora, do not hang up. You'll hear the program. I will get to you in a moment. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More from the Reporters Roundtable. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back.